Bowl and airplay in New York City. Welcome to the show, Arnold Shaw, director of the Popular Music Research Center at UNLV. Now let's pick up the story where you were in Nashville at Colonel Tom Parker's home and in his living room, right? And he's playing Elvis records for you, right?
Well, he did play a group of Sun records for me, and these were made by Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
They were the first records
he made. When he recorded in Memphis. Right.
The Colonel did the usual thing, if you know the Colonel, of handing out a little challenge to me and saying, look, this kid is known through the South, Florida, Georgia. The girls tear the shirt off his back when he gets on stage. But he's not known north. You're a big man, he said to me, up in New York City. Let me see you get his records played in New York. When I returned to the city, I began taking these five Sun records around.
What did you think of them? Were you sold on them yourself?
I didn't know what to think of them, to be honest with you.
It was pretty different from...
They were different from anything that I was accustomed to hearing, and they were a mixture, because, as you know, Elvis was a country boy, and what he had done was to take records by black artists and sing the songs that they wrote in a style that was his, but to some degree an imitation of the black artists who had written these songs. So you had a mixture, and we know that the earliest rock or rockabilly is a mixture of rhythm and blues and country and western. So you had this strange sound.
And at this time, this was a whole new departure.
A whole new departure. So that the New York jockeys wouldn't touch the records. Some of them thought there was a female on them because at times his voice was rather high. Others felt he was black, and most of the major stations in New York would not play a black artist.
Hey, can you remember any well-known disc jockeys that said no?
Well, there's no point in...
Okay.
Let me tell you who said yes.
Okay.
There was a disc jockey that used to come into New York from Cleveland, whose name was Bill Randall.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a show on CBS before the games. I knew Bill well because Bill was a literate man, and I was kind of a reader myself, so we were very chummy.
I believe he actually had a doctorate, didn't he?
He got a doctorate, and he's a teacher right now at Kent University in Ohio.
A little trivia there. That's interesting.
When he came into New York, I played the records for him in a CBS studio, and he said, look, Arnold, I can't play these records on CBS, but give them to me, and I'll play them in Cleveland. That was on a Saturday. The following Monday or Tuesday, I had an excited phone call from Bill Randall, who said, I don't know what these records have, but I put them on my turntable, and we simply can't stop playing them. He said, Arnold, if you're smart, you'll try and pick up the songs, because this kid's going to turn into $1 million.
Now, these songs were, what, Heartbreak Hotel or Blue Suede
Shoes? No.
Before that.
Okay. These were songs like Mystery Crane.
Okay.
I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
Mm-hmm.
That's All Right, Mama.
Yeah, right.
Milk Cow Blues. They were the songs that Elvis had picked up by listening to the black radio in Memphis. He was forbidden by his parents to do so because they were very religious people, and black blues were regarded as the music of Satan. But he listened to them, and he learned the songs, and then when he began making records for Sam Phillips on Sun, he imitated these singers.
Did you pick up the songs?
I was able to pick up one because Sam Phillips came to New York at one point at my request, and we had breakfast. And he said he would give my firm 50% of one of the songs. So Edward B. Marks got 50% of I Forgot to Remember to Forget. The rest of the songs that were originals went to a firm called Hill & Range. They paid somewhere close to $25,000 or $15,000 to get the songs. And RCA Victor, buying the Sun contract from Sam Phillips, paid
$25,000.
Wow. So Elvis was sold by Memphis, Sam Phillips, to RCA for $40,000. But it was Bill Randall who started playing the records in Cleveland. This is not frequently known for those people who are interested in trivia. And it was Randall's playing of the Sun Records that got all of the major labels interested in buying his contract.
Wow.
And RCA ended up with it because Colonel Parker had already almost committed Elvis to them. He'd been trying to sell Elvis to them, and they said, who is this Elvis? It was my act in bringing those records to Randall, and Randall's act in playing them that got Elvis suddenly known, and then RCA was willing to buy the contract.
Thank you, Arnold, for being on the show. Arnold's show.